Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, April 10th, 2025. This afternoon in Rockland, the Rockland Public Library presents Eric Darling's recycled rope art. Quote, over the past few years, Eric Darling has collected over a ton of abandoned pot warp and has explored its versatility as a durable art medium. There's a cultural and historical connection between the lobster fishing line and the livelihoods of many coastal communities of Maine and beyond, which has inspired Darling to start the Drift Rope Project. The project has allowed Darling to create art with a mission, recycling one of Maine's largest industries' waste into fine art and highlighting how integral the rope is to the livelihoods of Maine's coastal communities. He hopes to pioneer a new frontier of sustainable art and bring awareness to the many ways this overlooked material could become an art tourism attraction. For more information on the artist, you can go to ericdarlingart.com. If you'd like to go to the event this afternoon at the Rockland Public Library, that's at 2 p.m., and it's also going to be live-streamed via Zoom. For information or to get the Zoom link, email elewis, that's E-L-E-W-I-S, at rocklandmaine.gov. Applications are now open for the 2025 Immigrant-Led Organization Fund at Maine Initiatives. It's a participatory grant-making program that funds, strengthens, and convenes immigrant, refugee, and migrant nonprofit organizations in Maine, unceded Wabanaki territory. The 10 immigrant-led organizations that are chosen for the 2025 cohort will each receive a $45,000 unrestricted grant paid out over 3 years, from August 2025 to August 2028, in addition to opportunities for peer learning, training, capacity building, and community outreach activities with their fellow grantees. You can get more information at maineinitiatives.org. Friends of Sears Island is currently taking registrations for free Earth Explorers Grab and Go activity kits for children. In honor of Earth Day, the kit will include materials to inspire kids to get outside and connect with nature in meaningful ways. It will come in a small reusable drawstring backpack meant to be the beginnings of a nature exploration bag for your child. Inside the bag, you'll find a nature journal, a miniature watercolor set, and collection vial. Also included, ideas for decorating the nature backpack, a list of other items your child might consider adding to their exploration kit, and handouts detailing a variety of outdoor sensory games and mindful activities to try this spring. The kits are free and intended for children ages 5 to 7. Donations to Friends of Sears Island are always gratefully accepted, they say, to allow the organization to continue to offer programming to all at no cost. The activity kit quantities are limited, and they'll be distributed to families on a first-come, first-served basis. To request a kit for your child, email outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org. Again, that's outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org. After you receive a confirmation email, you can pick up the kits at the Carver Memorial Library in Searsport between April 15th and April 30th. And finally, be sure to tune in at 4 today for Common Ground Radio with host Holly Cederholm of MOFCA. That's from 4 to 4:30 p.m. The topic today will be resilient gardening. Holly writes, quote, Maine has been experiencing a shift in the growing season, including a trend towards a longer season. Variability in weather, from unpredictable precipitation to an uptick in extreme weather events, makes it hard for gardeners to know what to plan for. On the April episode of Common Ground Radio, we discuss cultivating resilience in the face of increased weather variability with Rebecca Long, the coordinator of horticulture training programs for the University of Maine Cooperative Extension. If you can't listen at 4 o'clock, you can listen later on the archives at weru.org. You can also find out on our website how you can subscribe to our locally produced public affairs programs as podcasts. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.